Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back at it.
Hey, I feel good today. And not just because it's Friday. What's happening?
102.
Free for all Friday.
Uh-huh.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock, three live crew rocking with you. And all we doing in the studio this morning, my fault, is laughing at Boosie still, man. 24 hours later, man, and Boosie is still on our mind.
Yeah, he is.
We'll give you some of that this morning. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning, we made it to the weekend.
And I'm glad.
All right.
I don't know why it wasn't rough. It just felt really long. Like, I was doing a lot of running around this week. Yeah. It felt so long. I'm glad for this week to be over.
Yeah, trying to get into the swing of things at the gym and stuff like that, too. Like,
and I ain't even incorporated the gym yet.
Yeah.
I ain't even put it in yet.
All of that. Yeah, it definitely was a longer week just getting back to the realities of life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I ain't incorporated the gym either. You hear that, Alex? I'll be back Monday.
Here we go. Y'all know
Alex.
How my boy does, man. You know, it fluctuates. But he get back to it. He gonna get the running when it warm up. Listen, I'm getting a little bit of heat on social media this morning.
You are?
After I'm checking my comments and things of that nature because...
Why?
Did they have a game?
Who?
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking maybe had to do with college basketball.
No, nothing with college basketball.
All right.
Nothing with college basketball. This is because... I started yesterday on my first time ever watching a movie that is a classic.
Okay.
School Days.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you never seen School Days?
Never seen School Days.
Okay.
I'm watching it last night, and I had a headache or something, so I had to cut it off halfway through. But I just half pint just crossed. It just crossed,
okay.
And they just had the party, and Big Brother Dean Almighty is telling him, you know, you made it. Congratulations.
Let me ask you this right now. Even as a grown
man, don't it make you want
to play it?
I got to watch with the kids, man.
It made me want to play it, y'all. I'm for real. That was my first, like, real introduction into
and
what Greek.
And the Bruzz is on there?
Yes. It was my first. Dude, that step scene.
When I saw
I was going to be the Bruzz.
I swear to God.
When I saw us stepping on school day, I say, nah, I'm doing that one day.
I swear to God, when I was laying in bed watching it, when that scene stepped,
I
said, that's why Drake became an alpha.
Thank you.
I swear to God.
He said that many times.
I was like, if it would have been Q's out there stepping, Drake might have
been a Q.
Might have.
Would have.
You had to be so impressionable when you were watching that. Like, and it was just so well done. Like, I've never considered myself a Spike Lee fan.
Okay.
Never. Like, he's just so often. It was always just so left field. But, like, even when he came in with the sing-along joint in the salon with like, a musical-type joint with Tisha Campbell, that was great. Her coronation dance. Yeah, man, that was good.
Just backstory on School Days. Do you know he actually kept the cast separate, dark skin, light skin, to create a little
I
bit
heard
more
that
of
that, before, that
more
tension.
That, you know, that tension between.
I heard
and
that
it was
before.
Actually, you know, on set, like, at times, it was, real tension because, you know, but they got into it.
Yeah.
You know, got into the roles, but yeah.
I'm ready
so
to see
what's
how
the heat? Why are you getting heat?
Well, they mad at me because I've never seen it.
I've
gone to a HBCU, never seen School Days.
Okay.
They're like, what? No, we're judging that. That's what they really tell
me. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to finish this weekend, though. 10 minutes after 6. Well, minutes after 6 o'clock, and it is a January winning weekend starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon with the homie Fat G's. We are hooking you up to go see Mike Epps at the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. Got it that time, Big Rock.
Congratulations could
Thank
be
you.
In order. No, not for you.
Oh.
For Lil Wayne.
Mm.
word on the street is Lil Wayne is engaged. Mm. Now, we've been on this roller coaster ride with Lil Wayne before. You know, every 5 years or so, Lil Wayne is engaged to a different woman.
What's up?
I don't know whatever happens to the past women, but all of a sudden they get gone. He moves on to another woman. And then a few months later, he's engaged to that woman. The newest woman is, and you know I'm not good with names.
Here we go.
So we've either got Leticia.
Oh my, no, not that one. It's not that one at all. Not that one at all. It's either Leticia or Leticia, Rock. Okay? Okay?
It could be Leticia.
No.
You don't know. All you right, do not God. Know. All but right, she's God. A plus-size Australian model. Very beautiful. And people think they're engaged because since October, she has been rocking a massive, and when I say massive, I mean massive, engagement ring on her finger.
You said Australia?
Yes, Australian.
I'm going
yes.
left the States.
Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Like not just United States women. My boy literally meant he wish he could get every girl in the world. Right?
Yeah.
She's a pretty plus size mom.
Look, yeah, very beautiful.
She beat Lil Wayne up. She beat Lil Wayne up.
Yeah, she got some size on Lil Wayne.
Yeah, she beat Lil Wayne.
And some height.
Yeah, she beat Lil Wayne.
Some size and some height.
He better stay in line.
You know?
He better stay in line, Jack.
But it's also being said he just purchased a mansion, $17 million mansion, and it's being said that the mansion is for the two of them to start their new lives together. So if these rumors are true, you know, congratulations to Lil Wayne and Leticia or Leticia or
No, it's not that last one.
Leticia?
I mean, she might be trying to be fancy with it.
It's probably just Leticia.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to them.
No truer words from Wayne. Like 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. It is 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on January the 10th. Good morning.
Shenanigans update, guys. Shenanigans update. Yesterday, I told you, Ezreal and Jocelyn, they got into a fight. Those are R. Kelly's two girlfriends, the ones that have been holding him down ever since he got arrested. Mm-hmm. Even went to the jail together to visit R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things are going bad. And you could tell things are going bad. Like a few weeks ago, they created social media pages. And ever since they created these Instagram pages, it's just been a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I get to 50,000 followers, I'ma tell y'all this.
Yeah.
If I get to this number of followers, it's just been a lot of shenanigans. So I haven't been here for it. Well, on Tuesday, they supposedly got into a little altercation while Ezreal was on live. And as a result of that altercation, Jocelyn, she was wanted by the police.
Mm.
Turned herself in late Wednesday night, but was able to get out of jail yesterday.
Mm.
She was booked for misdemeanor battery, and she has to return to court on January 23rd, but she was released with just a promise to go back to court.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all they fought for real. They fought for real.
I think, yo, your girl Jocelyn did go after. That girl knocked that phone out of hand and started whooping.
Which one, do you know, from the video, the one that was holding the phone or the one that wasn't? Which one, Jocelyn?
The light-skinned one who's not
holding the phone.
Who the camera was on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She had a phone, too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
the camera was on,
On Jocelyn.
Did you see how?
I keep saying, it's Joycelyn. Saying Jocelyn, yeah.
You see how Ezreal trying to flip the script a little bit? Like, during the fight, she was saying that, Jocelyn, you slept with me when I was a minor.
Yes. Because she's now saying that her initial dealings with R. Kelly was when she was underage. And Joycelyn, was a part of that.
Mm. Ooh. Hey, the money's gone. Johnny.
And the housing.
All that. The housing's about to. We done fall up in here. You know these people going to kick us out. Get Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill. They set it up. I got them on
it. I bought a new... Yes, Drankins is still watching Boosie on live.
Dot, Boosie had time yesterday.
Boosie
was on live for like 2 hours.
He had so much time.
We'll get into that on the back end of the 6 o'clock hour. 26 minutes after 6. This Young Fletch and Yo Gotti right here in the streets is eating it up. Truth be told, I'm one of the realest that you ever seen. 102 Jams, 29 minutes after 6 o'clock. And if you don't know the phone number, it's 336-680-1021. You can control the radio for Free For All Friday.
NCAA basketball is in full gear. The Aggies...
Yeah.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, 36 minutes after 6 o'clock, man, 24 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew is on your radio on this Free For All Friday. You understand? That means you control the radio. What you want to talk about this morning?
Read about the thing with the Biscuitville in North Carolina.
What Biscuitville do?
What's going down?
The dude, the black dude who graduated from A&T, he's seen a man staring at the little girl. I don't know which Biscuitville it was, but you know how they send the phone thing to your, the news thing to your phone. But anyway, I read the article, and the dude was watching the guy stare at a little girl, 8-year-old girl. And so she went to the bathroom. The dude gets up and goes, and he's standing outside the bathrooms as well. So the guy goes up and act like, you know, he needs to use the bathroom. So he asks him, are you waiting for the bathroom? He's like, oh, no, go ahead, you can go. So he goes past him. At that time, the girl came out, and the dude tried to grab the little girl, and she ran. And he went back to the bathroom, and he was like, in the article, he says he was thinking, like, you know, what, he was filled with rage, and he just wanted to, like, do what he had to do, like choke the guy out or whatever, but he didn't. So he went to the table where the lady was and was like, do you know this man? And she was like, no, you know, and then they were scared or whatever. So he sat there with them, and then he took pictures of the guy and took pictures of the car he got in. And then he went to work. Well, they called the police. Police came like 5 minutes, but the guy was gone, and he gave them the guy's license plate and the picture and all of that. Come to find out, the guy told the courts that, he had sexual thoughts with the girl and found her attractive and all of that. And now they said he was schizophrenic or something. And now they trying to see if he fit to stand trial or something.
Dang. No, I didn't know nothing about that, bro. Appreciate you. We're going to look it up.
Crazy, man. I just was saying, because if it was me, like, there's no remorse. Like, I would have checked him out. Man, kids don't do nothing to nobody, man. For you to be trying to grab on somebody's kids and something, like, I can't take that, bro. I would have seen this man trying to grab somebody, no matter, and it don't matter, you know, because, you know, it's like he was black and the little girl was white. It don't matter, man. Kids don't do nothing to nobody, man. I just couldn't. He was better than me, you know what I'm saying?
He sure was, man. Me too.
Saying, like, I saw the story. In the back of his mind, he was thinking, like, this dude would have said he assaulted him.
As soon as I get home, girl.
Minutes and it will be 7 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio. And you're just in time for some birthday trivia.
Yep, and this is the weekend edition. We are coming up on the weekend, so all of these ladies, 3 ladies here today, their birthdays are either tomorrow or Sunday. Okay, guys?
Thanks for the clue.
That's an early clue
all
for you.
All 3 are ladies.
Uh-huh. Now, I've got clues here in front of me. If you know whose birthday it is, based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Born ready.
Drank, are you ready?
Yes.
And just for anybody who's not up to date, Drank is currently on a 4-game winning streak.
4-0. I haven't won a game in 2020.
All right. First up here, this lady, she's a singer. Some call her the queen of R&B. Auntie Dancing. Dot.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige is correct. Drank, to steal a point, how old is Mary J.?
56.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is MJB?
Gosh, that was a good guess right there. I'm going to say 53.
That is incorrect. Y'all think Mary up there, huh? 48 today.
Oh, really?
Okay. 48.
Respect.
Next up on
What's
my list
dances,
here.
Rob?
What do
you mean?
People think you 45, right?
What do you mean, Rob?
Just off some of the words you use.
This chick, she's an actress, writer, and director. Insecure.
Drankins.
Drank.
Issa Rae.
Issa Rae is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Issa?
Issa Rae is 28.
That is incorrect. Drank.
29.
That is incorrect as well. 34 today. Wow. 34. Really off with your ages. We are currently tied.
Close. Don't rub it in, judge lady.
We are currently tied 1-1.
Gosh.
Last on my list, this chick, she's a singer who I think can make a comeback. One thing.
Dot. Oh, wait.
I need an answer.
I know you do. Wait a minute.
three, two,
Carrie
one.
Hilson.
Incorrect.
Right.
Incorrect.
Her name.
One thing. Why don't we fall
Drake
in love?
Is.
Drake.
Dang it.
A. Marie.
Yes, man. Yes. Woo. Will that girl be a New York and Company?
We got a title.
A. Marie.
Dot.
Huh?
To tie the game and keep Drake from going up 5-0.
I ain't making no noise.
How old is my girl?
I ain't making no noise.
A. Marie.
32.
That is incorrect. You think she's younger
exactly.
than
what
me?
Is that? What is that? Because you got to do your algorithm. Mary, 48, right? So that means A. Marie got to be at least 46.
Gosh. No, she's 39 today.
Oh,
A. Marie is 39. Congratulations, Drake. 5-0 in 2020.
11-0?
Hey, I'm running off 11 straight.
If it's your birthday today or this weekend, happy birthday
I'm
to
about
you.
To start taking all bets online.
Oh, shut up.
I did say A. Marie was younger than you, didn't I?
You did?
You did.
What was that?
It is a January winning weekend starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And we're not being selfish this month, man. We're hooking you up. This weekend, we're giving you tickets to go see Mike Epps. He performs in Greensboro on February 18th. So you can just add this to your Valentine's Day plans. You dig? 10 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. We made it to the weekend. Good morning.
Earlier this week, Future teased a track with Drake on his social media, and last night they delivered. At midnight, Life is Good dropped along with a video and artwork. The video, I asked Drake to pull it up about 30 minutes ago. He hadn't done so
yet. What are you waiting on?
I'm pulling it up.
Got Future, my guy Drake. Let's go.
It's got cameos from 21 Savage, Lil Yachty, Mike Will Made It, Big Bank Black. You know Future Hive and Drake's fans, you know they're excited about it.
I'm anticipating some heat right
okay.
here. 5 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. This is the song that made Roxy dance without knowing it. She can't help it.
Right now at KevinSaysYes.com.
January's here.
Ooh, missed you too. 3 minutes after 7.
102. Jams.
It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams. 3 live crew. Good morning.
Lil Boosie was on live for about an hour and a half yesterday, y'all.
90 good minutes.
At least on YouTube watching Kappa step to Wipe Me Down.
Yeah.
Boosie was really oblivious just to all of this Kappa-ish.
Yes.
Like, just, he had no clue.
None.
That when he put on that Kappa sweatshirt, it was going to, one, get that much attention, and two, lead him to want to learn how to shimmy. Because that's where we're at this point.
They're going
to
make him honorary.
Do you think so?
Yep. Then he's going to find out all the other fraternities are going to be mad. He's going to be like, dang, wait a minute.
I don't think they are.
One Kappa hit me up real upset about it, said they don't do honorary. Kappas don't do honorary.
Oh, Kappas don't?
That what he said?
I think I've heard that too.
Word?
I think I've heard that.
He said they don't do no honorary.
Well, yesterday, Boosie was receiving a lot of backlash on social media because on Wednesday night, he stepped out to a Houston Rockets game, had a Kappa sweatshirt on. When people started commenting like, yo, Boosie, like, you can't wear that. Like, you're not part of the Kappas like that. He was like, listen. Yeah, I knew it was a Kappa sweatshirt, but I was looking for something red, and this sweatshirt was hard.
Yeah.
So I put it on. Y'all don't tell me what to wear. But yesterday, Boosie was, you know, feeling a little bit different about the situation, had a change of heart.
Hey, check this out. I want to give a shout out to all the Kappas, man. If I offended y'all in any kind of way, that's my bad, you know. But I ain't going to wear y'all's shirt no more. But I just found out that y'all stepped the white man down. I'm pulling it up on YouTube, and all y'all do is step the white man down. So I'm not going to wear the shirt, but this is what y'all got to do for me. Since y'all step off white man down, y'all got to teach me how to do the dance. Y'all got to teach me how to do the Kappa stuff, the Kappa dance, because I'm going to hit that bitch on Boosie Bash. Y'all got to teach me how to do the Kappa, what it's called?
The shimmy.
The shimmy.
The
That's the same thing. That's the same disrespect, ain't it? If he be up there at the Boosie Bash doing the Kappa Shibby, ain't that the equivalent of being at a game with the shirt on?
Yeah, yeah, probably, yeah, yeah.
It is. He can't do the shibby either.
No. Wait.
Drink.
No. Watch this.
Can I be on stage doing the train?
If you watch the video, he would probably be up there throwing up the yo too. So it would be very disrespectful.
But they just have to tell him.
He'd be throwing up the yo.
But Drink, they just got to tell him, you can't throw that up. He don't know. When he was watching the Kappa videos yesterday, he was throwing it up.
He
didn't even know what it was, though.
Yeah. He thought it was blood. And that's the blood sign, for real. He thought it was blood, Rock.
So as long as they tell him, you can't throw it up, he can shimmy.
Rock, he cannot shimmy. He cannot shimmy.
Yes, he can.
I've only seen the Kappas let the little their sons
shimmy with them.
Mimic them. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to let him sit
there. So he can't even do that.
Why are you acting like you don't know how this goes down? You can't do the alphas dances. You can't do the thing where you squat and then put a leg over a leg and put the little snake thing.
Hey, Roxy, watch this. Watch this. If none of this, if he never wore the shirt and just so happened at Boosie Bash, he brought the Kappas out and did a shimmy with them, it probably could be cool that way. But the way it's all done happened, the way it's done happened like this, yeah. Nah, because they know he done been disrespectful and stuff. So
you think he can have the Kappas?
He was very respectful.
Yeah, he was.
In that apology to the Kappas.
He was. But see, he's still ignorant, though. That's what he doesn't understand.
He doesn't know.
I don't believe him, though. Because he was acting like he don't know. But then in the video, you hear him start naming Kappas. TQ, my brother. Get my brother TQ. Tobias McCray. Ted James. They Kappas. Yeah.
Oh.
So then I started saying, well, do you know or do you not know, Boosie?
Yeah.
You could clearly see by his reaction in the video.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm interested. Gosh, man. What if the Kappas just run up on him on Boosie Bash?
So they don't accept his apology?
Yeah, they accept his apology, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Look at the comments.
They don't drink.
With the new under the sun. Nobody f***ing with sun. I got a couple of stops here. Tell me who you with. Hey.
It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, man. 3 Loft Crew on your radio. And when you hear that music, you know you're controlling the radio. What is it you want to talk about?
My name's Queen. I'm from the Trey Fo.
What up, Queen from the Trey?
I was calling about the free fall, about the guy that was telling about the little girl in Greensboro that the man tried to snatch.
Yeah.
Well, that happened in Greensboro 2 weeks ago, and he was 55 years old. He was a white guy.
Yeah, I got my homegirl Kim said it happened on the one on West Market.
Mm-hmm.
They found the guy, and the patrons was able to get the police to find him. He was 55 years old. To jail.
Yeah.
He's home, but that's really, really scary. You have to be careful out here.
Yeah, no, this stuff is really serious, yo. Like, I didn't know exactly how serious it was, but I'm like hearing stories about it happening right in the Triad area like that, like in a Biscuitville, and like that's OD.
When I read the story, I said to myself, dude was way better than me.
How you would have handled it, right?
Yeah. Oh, 55 would have caught it. He would have caught it. We would have just had to just work all that out on the back end. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Talking to the police and all that. Like, the story with that. But nah, he would have had to wear a little something right then. Like, you ain't leaving.
Yeah.
You done show ain't leaving.
Yeah.
You ain't leaving. If you try to leave, that's when it's going to come to fisticuffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ain't leaving.
The police would have been waiting on them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just wanted to call and speak on it because I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I tell her all the time when we go into Walmart, every time she try to get fur, I say, hey, look at those kids on the wall. This is serious. So when I read that article, I said, hey, come here. I want to read you something. This is serious. This happened right here in Greensboro, and we're right here in Winston. People are crazy. You have to be careful. Don't try to linger off in the store and grab items because people are stealing children. You have to stay close to your mommy. Because there's weird people out here that you don't even expect to be.
I love the way you say children.
I like the way you said children, too. I like that.
Well, I'm from Chicago. I'm just down here in Winston. They're here for
10
years.
Hey, well, we appreciate that little twang you put on it because they are down here stealing children. They are stealing them.
They are.
No, y'all be safe, man.
You too. You have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Jeez. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. And yes, we did listen to that Future and Drake song, and I liked it. Drake?
Yeah, I liked it.
Roxy?
I don't know. There were too many breaks in the song and the video, so mm-hmm. I have to hear the song just without all the interruptions.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is a January winning weekend starting at 3 p.m.
Fair or foul? Jillian Michaels. I don't know if you all are familiar with her, but she's a fitness guru, health expert. She used to be on The Biggest Loser when that show was on television. Mm-hmm. She was recently doing an interview, and the conversation was about how political correctness has kind of gone too far. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she feels like people celebrating obesity is an issue. Mm-hmm. And she made some comments concerning Lizzo, and social media is on her head about the comments she made. And I want to know if you think it's fair or foul.
I have to say, I've personally found, and I love celebrities like Lizzo or Ashley Graham who are really preaching self-acceptance.
I love her music. Yeah. 100%. Well, I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a cool, awesome chick.
Yeah, and I love that they're putting images out there that we normally don't get to see of bodies that we don't get to see being celebrated. And
but why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
Well, I want to ask you.
I'm just being honest. Like, I love her music. Like, my kid loves her music. But there's never a moment where I'm like, and I'm so glad that she's overweight. Like, why do I even care? Like, why is it my job to care about her weight?
Mm. They're dragging her for that?
Yes, they're dragging her for that.
What are they dragging her for?
They say that she was fat shaming and that she is fat phobic. Or she has fat phobia, I've been seeing.
Shut up, Rob. You made that up. Now you made fat
phobia. No, it is made up. Now, that is made up, but I didn't make it up. No, that is the term that is being thrown around.
Fat phobia is a thing? It's becoming a thing?
Yes.
Man, come on, man.
Yes.
Oh, you just gonna be quiet. You just
I think that all the stuff Lizzo put out there on the internet and stuff, like, people gonna comment on it. People got, like, you put all that out there, people got a right to comment on it.
24 minutes after 7, y'all. Minutes after 7 o'clock, and yes, the 3 Live crew is on your radio. What you want to talk about this morning?
Sunday night on Bounce. It's the biggest event of the new year.
It's 7:33, y'all. 27 minutes away from 8 a.m. And the moon is tripping. Have y'all been seeing the moon? We're supposed to have a lunar eclipse today.
Oh, okay.
Like, listen, though, Drake.
Drake don't care.
Listen. No, he said the moon tripping. I said, man, we done had the eclipses.
Just feel me, though, bro. Like, this is a strange year, 2020. Usually, you have 12 full moons. I just saw this morning, and it was just...
What you mean, 12 full moons?
Hold on. It piqued my interest. I was like, I'm just going to share, and if y'all don't care, I'll just keep it moving. But there's usually 12 full moons in a year.
That's it?
That's it. This year...
Who said that?
This is what it said in the article
one
I was
full
reading.
Moon a month.
Yeah.
Right? You look on the
it's
calendar.
It's just one a month?
Yes. But this year is going to be 13. In October, there will be 2 full moons.
Okay.
I feel like I see full moons more often than that.
On October 1st and on October 31st. Now, when you have a month that has 2 full moons in it, it's called the blue moon.
Why?
That's just the name they gave it to it. And because this full moon is going to be on October 31st, which is Halloween, it's like it's happening once every blue moon. Nevertheless, January this month is Wolf Moon. And it's going to be a daggone lunar eclipse
which
that
means
we won't
what?
Get to see.
It means I might turn into one.
No, like all the moons got different days. I mean, all the months got different names for their moons, right? Like Snow Moon is February.
I've been noticing more hair on my back.
Worm Moon is March. Pink Moon is April. Flower Moon is May. Strawberry Moon is June.
He's turning.
Buck Moon is July. All right.
Wait, no, I'm interested in that. No, I wanted to know, what is December? Tell me December.
Cold Moon. You're the cold moon.
Cold?
Yeah. See, I try to get y'all, man. You know what? So cheap and flex OD, sex OD. to play that. I meant to bring this back for the people.
Why?
Because I got a guy on the phone that said he wants to, you know, indulge in the Cosmo convo. Hey, y'all better be looking at these moons and stuff, man. I was driving like 40 West yesterday, and the moon looked like it was sitting right on the street.
It wasn't
that big.
It wasn't.
It was huge. Y'all ain't been noticing?
No.
It's a lunar eclipse today from 12 to 4, but we won't be able to see it because, it's going to be light out. But if you live or you can catch a flight to Asia, Australia, Europe, or Africa real quick, you can see it because it's still going to be dark.
By the time you get there.
It'll be over. Mm-hmm. What?
Sounds just like my best friend, Mr. Bennigan.
Oh, Mr. Bennigan.
Oh, last time I was home, I sat through a 15-minute lecture on how he think the Earth is flat.
Oh, now see that, Mr.
Bennigan. Oh, no, you need to hear that. No, you talking about all this lunar stuff. No, you need to hear that.
What you say, my G?
Good morning, 102. How y'all doing?
Chilling, man.
Hey, you said this is a strange year. You know it's a leap year.
It is, man. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, 29 days in February.
It is. 29 days in February this year. It's a leap year.
We've had those before.
Listen, when it's dark outside, right? If you look up in the sky and you see what it's a bright star that's low and to the west, that's actually Venus, the actual planet Venus. And Venus is going to be close to us from now until April. And I don't know. I'm just telling you what the article, look for it, bro. Low into the west. I'm telling y'all, man,
you just read this stuff and you didn't think to yourself, well, why is that? And do more research so you could tell me?
No, because I was also looking at the game highlights with Chris Paul versus the Houston Rockets, and Chris went crazy last night.
So what you're saying is Venus trying to invade us.
Hey, it was James Harden's first game back in Oklahoma City with the Houston Rockets. He dropped 34 points, and they got drugged by like 20, Rock. OKC won by 20.
Shut up.
Chris Paul did a move so nasty, Rock. He dribbled between the dude's legs and hit a floater. They checked himself out of the game. Like, he just told the crowd, like, stop, I'm doing too much. Went and fouled Russell Westbrook and said, coach, get me out of the game. 7 minutes left in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was waiting for that game.
Yes, he was waiting for that game.
He had that game circled on that calendar.
What you talking about?
And he been saving it all.
Hey, bro, you look for Venus and hit us up Monday and let us know if you see it.
Oh, you went back to that.
Got me sick.
You too. I'm just, you know, wrapping up the break.
You know everybody. Osama bin.
You got 13 minutes and it'll be 8 a.m. 3 Live on your radio saying good morning to you.
Dot, well, let me start with you, Roxy.
Yes.
Are you willing to drive 8 hours to 8 hours back for love?
Possibly. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
16 hours for love.
I drive 16 hours for
Christmas. What about if the six... Okay. You want to... For an ex... You want to get back with the ex. 16 hours for love.
Yes.
I need more details.
Yes, Dot?
If the answer is for love, I'm just thinking Rock going to do it regardless. Whether if ex, future,
if
current. If it's for love, Rock going to do it. Rock don't care, man.
Okay, well, let me add a layer on it.
Okay.
I need details.
What if it's 8 hours to drive somewhere to pick up an item and 8 hours back to bring the item back?
Yes.
For love.
Yes, she would do that.
Can I ask what is the item?
Nope.
I can't.
But I don't think you should.
I'm just going to go on with the story. Guy texts his ex-girlfriend, you know, on NYE. Hey, she says, YTF are you texting me? Bye. He says, I just wanted to see if you wanted to get back together for the New Year's. That was his first mistake right there. He put an S on years.
Mm.
And then he said, I miss you. She said, you're crazy. Leave me alone. He said, come on, I miss you. I'll do anything. She said, oh, yeah, ? She says, I tell you what. If you drive to Montreal to get some of my favorite fresh bagels and bring them back, we can work on it. So what does he do from New Jersey? He jumps in his car 8 hours through snow, through the night, to Montreal, gets these fresh bagels. Drives back through the snow, through the night, 16 hours.
No longer fresh, but okay.
Hey, 16, just 16? That's what she wanted. Brings the bagels back, leaves them on her doorstep, and texts her, done. I dropped the bagel. You know what she did?
No. What?
She snapped him a picture of her and her boyfriend's feet enjoying the bagels.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it ended for him. That's how it ended for him.
Aww.
Now that hurt right there.
That did.
I wasn't expecting that.
Wanted to see how long y'all would drive for love. Y'all would drive.
How come he didn't know she had already got with a new dude?
Fact. Why did she just say that?
Why would he jump out there and just agree to drive 16 hours?
Because he for love, Drake. You done done for stuff bagels. For love.
You making me go out to get some bagels for this love? I'm out.
Break it down. Bag it up.
Now, Drake just showed us a picture of who throwing up the cue hooks.
Justin Timberlake, and he is, and these are the hooks.
I mean, the hooks.
These are the hooks.
Hooks like a mug.
Osama bin.
Drake just gave us a ratchet report, and collectively, we felt sorry for dude. Dude tries to get with his girl on New Year's Eve. Says, "Listen, what can I do to get this?" Get our relationship back.
Mm-hmm.
She said, man, drive to Montreal and bring me back some of my favorite bagels if you want this thing to work. That was an 8-hour trip. That boy didn't even think twice. Jumped in his whip, gassed up, went to Montreal, grabbed them bagels, drove back through a snowstorm, got back, put the bagels on her front porch. Bow! Sent her a text. Got your bagels.
Done.
What did she do? Goes outside, gets them bagels, hops in the bed with her man. Takes a picture of her legs and his legs and the bagels and said, we got them. My boyfriend loves them too.
Gosh.
And sends that to my man on Snap and then blocks him. Drinks
just
it.
Dirty.
Blocks.
Just dirty.
I mean the savagery. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I set that bitch house on fire. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, man. That, you see why a lot of crazy stuff happened out here? Because women that do that... I don't know, man. I wouldn't take it, man. I was stressed out.
You can't be playing with people's hearts out. Like that, man.
Nah, I would.
That was not cool.
Not only, I could have took a doll, you know what I mean? But you going to take a picture of you and your new boo eating him?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that was tough.
Hey, tell the jailhouse, put a collar off of me. I'm doing time.
God, done.
Probably 30 days at least, though, Drake. Like, I'm going to kick the door in or something, leave it somewhere.
Oh, so you at least get a little vandalism.
Something, bro.
Little break a car window. Something.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Drake. He damn sure wasn't no Gemini.
Oh, no.
Stops to the foolishness.
Nah, we not for that. That would have been a cussing out when we got asked to go get some damn bagels.
My soul.
You said what, bro?
I said when Drake said, I'm out. I felt that down in my soul. Yeah. I
would have
said the same. Like, girl, you crazy.
Appreciate you, bro. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, 102.
What's up, brother?
Morning.
Hey, not much. Hey, y'all remember Matt Barnes, though, 95 now, to beat somebody up. Hey, so that it's stuff like that, the reason why people do feel like that.
Rob, that story struck a nerve.
It's hey, Rob. Because, man.
That was foul,
man. That was dirty.
Man.
January's here.
And so is the three live crew, baby. Let go.
102 Jams.
Yo, low-key, Roxy got my eyes in here swimming. I'm turning into a lush or something. I don't know what. That was romantic. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. Three live crew on your radio saying good morning. Just be happy that you made it to the weekend. What? Don't look at me like that, man.
We just watched one of the most beautiful proposals.
Do some push-ups.
I'm going to do some push-ups.
Yeah. Why you
need to line up over that, tearing up over that mess.
There was nothing wrong with tearing up over. Drake, it was beautiful.
Do I need to come over there and kick you in your shins? Give you a shin splint?
I just retweeted it on the 102 Jams Twitter. 102_Jams. If you can, just go check it out. It is one of the most creative, beautiful proposals I've ever seen.
So what
like,
you saying?
Seriously.
Hands down.
It was so beautiful.
I just
like,
knocked out 30 push-ups.
The thought and the effort.
Seriously, if you go to the Twitter and you watch this video, please call up here so y'all can let... Men, Not the women. I know the women are going to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Men that watch
so
it.
So beautiful.
That are impressed. Please call us so drinkers can stop looking at me like this.
And you've got to pay attention. There's so many little details.
Yes, intricacies, man.
There's so many little details.
Like, just watch how he gets the ring. That's my favorite part.
My goodness.
That was amazing. How'd he pull it off?
That was impressive.
That was amazing. Oh, my gosh.
No, I feel like y'all coming for me. So what y'all saying? Me sitting in the drawer's room, telling her that I was going to marry her, and then asking her to marry me, and I didn't have a ring yet because I was a poor, broke college student. But so what y'all saying? That wasn't from the heart.
That wasn't thoughtful.
It just wasn't creative. This man.
And there wasn't a lot of effort there either.
Yeah, you know how much effort it takes a man to sit in a woman's room?
Bro, you didn't even have a ring yet.
Gazing in her eyes.
Bro, you didn't even have the ring yet.
We was gazing in each other's eyes.
That was hands down the most thought. I'm going to propose again.
Gosh, it was so beautiful. It really brought tears to my eyes.
It did make me emotional. And I
wish that woman would watch this and come to me like, propose again.
You better say.
Yup.
Minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Yes, I want to call in and talk about that proposal.
Okay, go ahead.
I loved it.
Yes.
I cried.
Look, see,
I'm telling you, man, it was so beautiful.
I didn't even mean to get emotional. I didn't even know I was getting emotional until that gone. I said, wait a minute for Drake to see this tear about the tear on my damn arm.
The ring was my favorite part. When he got the ring, I was like, oh my God.
Hold on, what was your favorite part?
When he got the ring.
Man, what you talking about, man? Me and Roxy screamed in here. We screamed simultaneously like it was choreographed. But like, whoa! Yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really dope. He set the standard high.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to do creative, you got to go far and beyond it. You might as well just do like Drake. Just sit
in the room,
gazing. Don't even have a ring yet.
You know what I'm saying? What's up?
The night you scared, I hype it. I got a pill like a feed.
I could put you in my
hot club. Big Rock, not really. Let's take a trip, Big Rock.
Have you ever?
Where we about to go, Big Rock? On our blimp, Big Rock.
Ain't had nothing for you.
Look at her looking at me, bro.
Because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready this time.
I was hoping you was going to say Boosie Bash, so I could have
got it. God, can we go to Boosie Bash, bro?
So I would have been let's take the blimp. To Boosie Bash.
On the blimp for the Boosie Bash? Even though we all want to go?
So where are we going?
Somewhere warm.
Y'all going to want to cleave on time, Shell.
No, we not. Let's go to DR.
Oh, go to
let's
hell, go to Roxy.
Yeah.
Listen, would you be a store manager at a restaurant for $100,000?
Yes.
That's what Taco Bell is hoping for. And that's why they said they about to start paying their store managers $100,000.
You say Taco Bell?
It's 102. Quit typing. You got a job, stupid. Mm-hmm. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and you can control the radio in Free For All Friday.
No less than 40% off, even up to 80% off. That's how much.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 a.m.
And on today's segment of Do You Believe Him or Nah, we are featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach, John B. Now, I'm calling him John B because I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Don't want to mess it up. Could be Baylene, Bylene, Bialene.
Just say Cleveland Cavaliers
head coach. Could be any version.
Just say Cleveland Cavaliers head coach.
John B. I can call John B, though.
No, John B sang with Tupac.
So I can't call him John B?
Nah, now you got folks all distracted. Mm-hmm. They think John B coaching the Cavs. It's just confusion.
All right. So the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, he made news earlier this week because it was reported that during a film session, he told his players that they're no longer playing like a bunch of thugs. And the players, when he said that to them, that they were taken aback a bit. And the assistant coaches had to go to the head coach and tell him, like you know, like that's frowned upon. You know, you're in a room, you know, full of predominantly black men. You know, you probably don't want to compare them to thugs. Hmm. And John comes out and he says, wait a minute, everybody calm down. Now, that was just a slip of the tongue. I did not mean to say they were no longer playing like a bunch of thugs. I meant to say they were no longer playing like a bunch of slugs. That's what I meant. Like, they're no longer playing at a slow pace. Mm-hmm. They're playing much harder. Like, I meant it as a compliment. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to say thugs. Hmm. I meant slugs.
How long after them saying thugs did they go before he had to correct himself? Like, was it in the same meeting? Like,
No. Because he said he didn't realize he said thugs. Oh. It wasn't until after the meeting. And okay. So after the meeting, he went and he approached each of his players individually.
My boy had a Freudian slip.
So he didn't see their face when he said thugs?
Apparently not.
Oh, okay.
My boy had a Freudian slip, and they're going to just call him what he was saying him.
All right, John.
Just called him what he was looking at him as?
Yeah, John.
Is that what happened?
So do you believe him or not?
Nope. Yes.
Social media doesn't believe John.
God, social media don't believe John. Ah, that's tough. Been over, then I'm working. Cop gunner if you want your break. 102 JAMZ, 3 live crew here, 17 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m., and Lil Vegas will be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we've got football games going on.
Okay.
Have to get my lineups, my schedules.
Okay.
Thought I had it right here, Big Rock, but I didn't. I know I just saw the Baltimore Ravens put out on their Twitter. They were super, super excited. They want the people to wear purple all day today and just, like, really getting super, super excited about the weekend.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens. But Saturday's matchup, tomorrow, 4:35 is the first game. Minnesota at San Francisco.
Let's go Vikings.
Roxy is going Vikings. Drink.
No, I'm going 49ers.
Yeah, I'm going 49ers, too. Even though I would like the Minnesota Vikings to win. 8 o'clock game, Tennessee at Baltimore.
Let's go Ravens.
Mm. Definitely Ravens.
Yeah, everybody on the Ravens on that one. Sunday, Houston at Kansas City.
Houston.
Mm.
I don't like Kansas City coach.
Really?
I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
Gosh.
You don't?
No.
It's kind of strange.
No, I like Kansas City. Yeah, I like both of them.
Yeah? You like Houston? You like Deshaun Watson?
I like Deshaun.
Yeah.
I like DJ Reed who ties to Greensboro. I got to go Houston.
Okay. Drinking's Houston. Roxy's Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm rolling straight Kansas City with the wife. Man, if they lose this game, she's going to be on high suicide alert.
Mustache. Oh,
Andy Reid?
Yes. You my like goodness. It's so disturbing.
And the last game of the weekend, Seattle at Green Bay.
Let's go, Seattle!
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like his mustache. Look, he makes a good chili. Let's go, Seattle.
Seattle with y'all, with you too.
You have to be careful with mustaches.
You have to be careful with mustaches?
Yeah, because you can start to look a little like pervy.
Roxy has Minnesota. Drankins and I have San Francisco. We all have Baltimore. Drankins and Roxy have Houston. I have Kansas City. Did I say that?
Yes.
I'm in San Francisco. Minnesota, Roxy, San Francisco, me and Drankins. We all three have Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Drankins and Roxy, Houston. I have Kansas City. And we all have Seattle beating Green Bay.
Oh, we all going for us.
I just think the Seattle Seahawks are the most dangerous team in the NFC right now. I said that last week. It just seems like they're all clicking, and it was a great pickup adding Marshawn Lynch to that locker room. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite. Ha. You probably don't want to let your baby. 8:49, y'all, 11 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. And yes, the 3 Live crew is right here on your radio saying good morning to you.
The Grammys are giving Prince an all-star tribute concert, and I want to know if you guys are here for it or not. Now, it's going to be recorded 2 days after the Grammys on January 28th. However, it's not going to be aired until April, but we do have the lineup, okay? Alicia Keys, John Legend, Usher, Earth, Wind, and Fire, her, and Common are all going to be performing. Don't ask me what Common's going to be doing. Sheila E., she's the music director. She's also going to be performing. And, of course, Morris Day and The Time will be there performing as well. You know they've got to be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Damn. So I really love the list of performers that they put together for Prince. I really did.
I'm interested.
Still confused about Common, but all of the rest of them, definitely here for it.
When you say that was again?
It's going to be recorded on January 28th, but it's not going to air until April on CBS.
Yeah, I said to myself, what Common going to do?
Maybe spoken word or something. Doesn't he do poetry?
Prince didn't do poetry.
Maybe a poem about Prince.
He better not be busting down his lyrics and rapping them. I got a Common. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass
invited. That's what I like it for you. 102 Jams, good morning.
Good morning. Can we request Lil Fletcher this morning, this early?
Request what?
Lil Fletcher.
Oh, Fletcher?
Yeah.
The Fletcher, the song with him and Gotti?
Yeah.
I'll see if we can get that on, man. I like that joint too, dog. That joint though.
That thing hot, man.
It is, bro. Fish grease.
Helpline 877-718-5543.
January's here.
And so is DJ LILVEGAS. Let go.
102 Jams.
Nine minutes after 9 o'clock. Three live crew right here on your radio. And in the spirit of Boosie being an honorary Kappa, as far as I'm concerned.
That's not a real thing.
Well, now everybody's posting pictures of other celebrities that have thrown up Greek, or worn Greek lettering, or thrown up Greek signage, or any of that kind of stuff. Drake just saw a picture of Waka Flocka throwing up the Alpha.
What do y'all call that?
He threw up the phone.
He threw up the phone.
What was he at with that? Do you know what Alpha?
I didn't see a chapter emblem and any Greek letters on the flag they were holding up, so I didn't know what chapter that was. But those bros are obviously cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I pulled up the video, but I don't know if I ever showed y'all the two Alphas that was trying to take a picture with Rick Ross, and he looked at them and saw them throwing up the phone and was like, shoot, let me throw that up.
No.
Put his hand down like Blue Ivy did Beyonce that time. Just like that, Rock. I'm gonna show you today. But y'all do honorary people for Alpha, right?
It hadn't been in a long time, but it hadn't been in a long time. But
Well, the Capitals are still upset with Boosie this morning, if you were wondering, even though he did give out a heartfelt apology. Just say he did not mean any disrespect, but...
So what's the anger, what's the outrage still about?
Well, because he wants to learn how to shimmy and stuff. So.
And
that's part of the Capitals world as well, I guess. I guess anybody that wears red, like you can't wear red at all.
I mean, what? Yeah. How far are we going to take it, guys?
Yeah. Back to you, DJ Lil Vegas. Take it as far as you want, brother. My boy Dave just sent me a text message thread. Not a text message thread. A tweet thread between Kendrick Perkins and Kevin Durant. Where Kendrick Perkins is talking cash money trash to Kevin Durant.
What? Is Kendrick still in the league?
Nah.
He's a commentator now.
Kendrick Perkins says, KD lost in the second round without Russ when I was there. So what that mean? Kevin Durant says, and our starting center, Kendrick Perkins, averaged a whopping 2-3 during this series. You played hard, though, champ.
Ooh.
Kendrick Perkins said, boy, stop. You did the weakest move in NBA history. Up on a team 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, then go join the following season. Heart of a champion right there.
Mm.
Kevin Durant says, weak is starting at center, playing real minutes with no production. Should have worked on your skills as much as I did. Last tweet was Kendrick Perkins. Hold on. God dang it. Monet's trying to call me. You didn't tell her what you wanted, did you?
I did.
Oh, Kendrick Perkins says, that's fine. You worked that hard and still had to go join a 73-9 team. Truth be told, you don't even feel like a real champ. You got a hard time sleeping at night, huh? Knowing you took the coward way out. No response.
You know what? Now, I believe Kendrick. Now, I agree with Kendrick right there. I really do think that Kevin Durant feels some type like, in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm a champion. But.
I know what I had to do to get that.
I really do think that.
At Secret, we see you killing it, and you don't have time.
It's 9:37, y'all. 23 minutes away from 10 a.m. and you get your Big Mo in your ear hole action. Good. Oh, well, I was telling y'all before the commercial breaks about Kendrick Perkins and Kevin Durant going at it on social media this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And KD was, you know, defending himself again for that move he made of going to the Golden State Warriors. And Kendrick Perkins was like, oh, that was weak, whoop-de-whoop. And folks just wanted to comment on it. What'd you say, bro?
Hey, 102, I'm with my boy Kendrick Perkins on this. Boy, you know I got to respect the boss, the selfless love. So KD know what time it is, man. The same way KD went and played with Steph is just like your boy, like, yeah, I ain't a virgin no more because I paid for it.
Hmm.
That's the same thing he did.
Dang, so he paid for it.
Yeah, he paid for that. Better Dang. Believe it.
Appreciate you, bro.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Y'all have a good morning, all right?
You do the same, man. And Roxy just like, yo, like, you were asking a question, Roxy. What did you ask? Why did Kevin Durant... Or why didn't he just stay and get and recruit players to come play with him in OKC? I think that was the question that you asked.
Yeah. But then I thought about it. Nobody really wants to play in OKC.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No.
Even when you're playing with a superstar?
No.
Well, clearly not, huh? 9:38. OKC got them a big dub last night. I think right now they're number 7 in the West. I would love to see OKC make the playoffs and have to play Houston. In a 7-game series.
Would the basketball guys give us that?
Let's start praying now for it. Let's start praying right now for it, man.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city.
19 minutes away from 10 a.m. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. If you missed any parts of today's show, you can go to 102jams.com and click on Look and Listen around 11 a.m.
Bad Boys for Life.
Let's do it.
The third installment of Bad Boys is dropping next Friday.
Let's do it.
January 17th. And dropping with the movie is the soundtrack. And I've got the track list here in front of me as well as some of the featured artists on it. Are you interested?
Yes.
Let me throw out some of the artists, okay? Featuring Meek Mill, City Girls, Quavo, Rick Ross, Rich the Kid, Bryson Tiller, Jaden Smith.
Bryson?
Yeah, Bryson jumped out there. Jaden Smith, Pitbull, Lil Jon, Black Eyed Peas, they are all going to be on the album. 10 tracks. It is available for pre-order.
I am interested.
Are you?
I liked all of those names, except for like one you might have said that I didn't really.
Okay.
I can't remember who right now, but yeah, I like those though.
Okay.
I just wanted to be good. Because I miss the days of a good soundtrack to a movie.
Mm.
Like I mean, I'm talking about movies used to have some banging soundtracks, Jack.
They did, didn't they?
They did.
I think they're trying to bring it back, though. Really? I think movies are trying to bring back good soundtracks. Like Normani and Meg Thee Stallion just dropped a track for the Harley Quinn movie.
Mm.
Harley. Is that her name? Harley Quinn. Thank you. Harley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
You're
I think they're trying to bring...
Harley Quinn, too.
I am. I'm going to go see that. I'm going to go to the theaters and see that.
Why so interested?
I like the trailer that I saw.
Hmm.
Her and her girls rolling around the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question to ask people. Though.
Messing stuff up.
What was your favorite movie soundtrack?
Set It Off.
Set It Off was pretty good.
Yeah, I like Set It Off. Somebody told me that that movie I was telling y'all about earlier this week, High School High, had one of the best scores ever.
Really?
Don't be a menace while drinking your juice.
That one had a good one?
Oh, yes, it did.
I think I remember Menace to Society having a good one, too.
They
of course,
did.
It was Mad
it did.
West Coast.
It was. New Jack City's was banging.
Yeah.
Don't make me go to Soul Food.
I see. Girl, you are trying to be my wife.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, and we in here talking about soundtracks. Hold on for a second. I just brought up Boomerang, and Roxy's asking about a song on Boomerang. Let me see. Hopefully, they won't give me no stupid commercials.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is not one of my songs, though.
It's not one.
No.
This song, when I hear it, it immediately makes me think of Boomerang.
Word.
Oh man, like if you've seen that movie as many times as I've seen, that's my mama's favorite movie.
I'm about to say because your mama liked that movie.
Remember for her birthday, I remade the Boomerang cover just for her.
Yeah.
Folks got some talks on their favorite movies and what is it?
Soundtrack.
There we go.
Above the Rim.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was one of them.
That was a good soundtrack?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Respect.
All right.
Yep. Good morning.
Sunset Park. Sunset Park was a good one.
It was all right. Yeah, that was all right too, man.
And I tell you one thing, boy, you can smash all night to Jason's lyrics.
Can you, bro?
Let me look up Jason's lyrics.
Jason Leary soundtrack got that old Brian McKnight on it.
Uh-oh.
You would like to think that Waiting to Exhale would have had a good soundtrack, too.
It did. What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, yeah, it did. Waiting to Exhale was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Another one, too, that had Raphael Sadiq on it. Which one was it, Drake?
That was High Learning. That was High Learning. That's on Deja, was on High Learning. Yep.
Hey, boy, that's a good conversation right there.
I didn't know it could go this deep.
We've been on a tragedy for once.
102 Jams, you got 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. In the meantime, you can dance to this Juicy from Doja Cat and Tyga. Hey, we'll see y'all Monday morning when we play Who Shot You. You'll get it.
I keep it juicy, juicy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.